Hello, Tom. Good morning. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's good. The sun is singing, the birds are shining.
Yep.
Everything's smelling like roses. Well, the roses are smelling like roses.
I saw a bird die today.
Oh my God.
And we're on in...
Oh, Tom.
Three.
That's so horrible.
Two.
Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, lawyer Freddie Asphalt! Plus music from Efterklang, and yes! All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rand! It's Radio Go! Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you. It is a beautiful spring morning. We couldn't be more thrilled to be here on the show accompanying you. Maybe you're driving to work, you know, facing the prospect of another thrilling week or so. Of corporate drudgery, just biding the time. Day by day until your eventual retirement, or if you prefer, death. It's a personal choice, I think, whether you retire or die. It's a dark start to the show, but we couldn't be more thrilled that you've chosen us to accompany you in these dark, dark times. We are doing great here. We're so glad to have you. You know, maybe, you know, let's look on the bright side. There'll be some people out there who don't have to go to work, maybe because they've won the lottery, or they've married someone richer and older than them, and that person has since passed away, and on the one hand they feel a little sad about it, they feel a little upset, you know, obviously. But on the other hand, you've got to consider the financial reality of those things, you know. I was updating my will just this weekend, you know. I do it every weekend. Just as a sort of like regular activity. What I like to do, because I'm an organized person, you know, I've got my life together. I take a list of everything I've obtained that weekend, and also everything that I've given away over the course of the week. And what I end up with is a new list of possessions, you know. It's sort of like letterboxed, but for stuff, which actually is a great business idea. I might start that. You know, because Letterboxd, you log your films. There's Serialized, which is for the same for TV, but doesn't have an E at the end. I wonder if it's supposed to be Serialized. Serialized is for collecting all the lizards that you've got. But these, you know, there isn't one of those for things, right? So maybe we should invent that. Just a place to collect all of your objects, you know, clothes times 20, socks. I guess clothes is a subcategory. Socks sits within clothes. I guess the reason that this website doesn't exist is it's quite hard to make a taxonomy of all things. But in any case, to get back to my crucial point that I was making, I was updating my will this weekend, and that weekend I had bought myself a chicken korma ready meal from Sainsbury's, the Taste the Difference ones. You know, I'm doing okay. I'm a famous radio host, and I put it on my list of possessions because I do that all the time. And then I updated my will, and I was trying to think about who I was gonna give this chicken korma to, and I eventually decided that I would give it to my sister, Sandy, because she's a vegetarian. And I knew that if she got this from me, it would be more meaningful than if I gave it to a meat eater, because they'd eat it, you know, they wouldn't even think about it. Whereas she would, it would have sentimental value more so than it would, you know, functional utility. Anyways, very pleased with that, figuring that out, you know, taking stock of my life. And then that evening, I ate the chicken korma because, you know, that's why I bought it in the first place. So next weekend, I get to take that out of the out of the will. So we've got that to look forward to. That's not the only thing we've got to look forward to this week, of course. Later on, in mere minutes, we're going to have a special guest. A lawyer will be joining us, Freddie Asphalt. I don't know what kind of lawyer he is, what his specialty is. I don't know anything about him except his name and his occupation. And from that, we can extrapolate, you know, he probably went to a sort of school for law. Maybe he passed some sort of exam for law, that sort of thing. But those are assumptions. And, you know, what I've learned from doing this show for 35 years is that the key to a good interview is not to make assumptions. You know, we always start from first principles. You're a lawyer. Great. What is that? What does that mean? These are the kind of basic questions that I'll be hoping to ask whatever the fuck his name is, Freddie Asphalt, later on. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a song. This is a song that I'm personally very fond of. I saw this band live a couple of years ago in Manchester. Had a great time with them. Hope you have a great time with them right now. It's Efter Klang, and the song is called Living Other Lives.
And we're off.
Ooh. We are off. Off to the races. That's what you mean, like... That monologue was like a starter pistol for the show.
We're off. Bam! The music's playing.
Oh, I mean, that's also good.
Yeah. How did you meet Efter? What did you say?
Efter Klang.
Efter Klang. What did you get up to with them?
I didn't meet them.
Oh.
I saw them.
You said you had a good time with them.
Yeah, they performed their profession.
Right, okay.
They performed musical entertainment in front of my very eyes.
Right.
That's what I mean. And actually, not just musical entertainment. They did dancing.
Right.
They did mild banter.
Like Cirque du Soleil.
It was in many ways like Cirque du Soleil.
If in the mild banter.
If Cirque du Soleil fit inside of Gorilla, the small venue, medium to small venue in Manchester.
Right, gotcha.
Nobody was hanging off things. Do you think a key element of Cirque du Soleil is verticality? Like, I think you've got to crane your neck a little bit for it to count as Cirque du Soleil.
Maybe.
Great.
In my mind, Cirque du Soleil is people just going round on a unicycle,
really?
In a circle. Well, I've been to see them, Cirque du Soleil.
Mm-hmm. When did you go see Cirque du Soleil? It's hard to say, isn't it?
It was the other day. It was in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, the real Cirque du Soleil.
There was a tent set up.
Uh-huh.
There was a tent set up. There was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a unicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an elephant present.
Just hanging out.
But anyway,
As an audience member or part of the show?
I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
No.
Was it upsetting?
It was.
It's crazy that they still use elephants.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thought that would have been outlawed in the year that we're currently in.
And the more that I think about it, the more I think it was not Cirque du Soleil at all.
Really?
But just a guy with a tent, a unicycle, it's like, and an elephant.
Here's the thing, though. I can't think of a single reason you would purchase each of those three items, none of which are easy to purchase, to lesser or greater degrees, but all involve some work, right? Let's rank them in order of easiest to hardest to purchase.
Well, maybe.
Right?
We can Number add this one with to the bullet. App you've come up with.
The hardest?
Speaking of which, I've been writing names down for this app.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
Stuff.
Stuff.
STFF.
Yeah, that's pretty good. People might think you're saying stiff, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't see what's wrong with that. Itemizer.
Itemizer is actually genuinely good, Tom.
Take the E away.
Yeah.
Well, one E.
Can I pitch on your pitch?
Yeah, sure.
So, what about miser? M-I-Z-R.
Oh, because you're keeping stuff.
Exactly.
Like a
it's
miser.
It's a contraction, but it's also a double meaning.
It's also making fun of the people who use it. Kind
yeah,
of thing,
it is.
You've got all this stuff.
Yeah, it's a little. Oh, are you a miser? Are you on miser?
Are you on miser?
Yeah.
Why would anyone say that? Why? Like, it's not a social network thing. Are you on Miser? Hook me up on Miser. You can see the things I have. The
things I own.
Yeah, the things I own. These are the things I own. These are the things I've counted.
I think that's a good idea.
My other names, yeah. The other names I came up with were Thungs.
Again, so, again, you've got a vowel substitution problem.
Yeah. I've just taken out a vowel. Yeah.
No
one cares about vowels anymore.
Go on, we're running out of time.
I'm putting us back on when when the music stops.
Yeah, the song's going to run out.
No, I don't think it is. THNGS. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, no,
and
I got
in brackets, I've put a Z just in case.
I don't think we need it.
The last one I've got is Consumer.
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 That's what it would be called in a sort of late 80s, early 90s, like satirical science fiction novella.
Yes.
Right? If they could have pictured apps at the time.
And that's why it's going to be the name of the app, because that's what
they
do now.
That's the kind of people who build them. Yeah. The Torment Nexus.
Meta is named after that thing from that one with the... Snow Crash. Yeah. I was about to say Snowpiercer, but that's something else.
That's a completely different thing. Yeah. Although...
There is snow and there is a crash in Snowpiercer.
You're so right. Yeah. What if Bong Joon-ho was really riffing off Neil Stevenson this whole time?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say, what a Bong Joon-ho.
What a Bong Joon-ho. Let me tell you. Snowpiercer,
and we're
what
back
a Bong
in
Joon-ho.
3, 2...
Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Living Other Lives by Efta Klang. Love that tune. What a groove. Big fan of it. And I'm joined now in the studio by our very special guest. He's sitting in the corner. He appears to be writing something. I'm fascinated
to
find out.
A second.
Of course, no, please take your time. That voice. Please welcome our very special guest, lawyer Freddie Asphalt. Freddie! Welcome to Radio Go. Thank you so much for being here. Listener, he's just put his pen away. Okay, hi, Freddie, are you with us?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yes, you're on the show.
When are we going on live?
We are live. This is the show. Radio Go, it's happening. You're in front of it right now. Welcome.
Where are the cameras?
Ooh, yeah, I do. Is that a new haircut you got? Yeah. Yeah, sorry. No, this is actually a radio show. There was a clue in the title, Radio Go. It's not.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, it's not Television Go.
It was like a reference to like that Queen song.
Oh, We Will Rock You. No, that's not a reference to that,
no,
I'm afraid.
We Are the Champions.
Oh, well, we are the champions in a lot of ways, you know.
Did you win some awards?
We've won. Listen, if I took some time to list every award that this show has won, we would just run out of time on the broadcast. We did do that once, actually. Okay. We tried that. I think we made it through about 2.5 hours of listing different awards that we'd won.
It's on our Miser page.
We've collected all of our awards on there.
Yeah, I just wanted to pull you up on something before you carried on before we go on
of course, Freddie.
Before the cameras come in, you said that Meta was named after something from someone poking some snow, the snow poker, right? But actually,
we said that off the air, everyone... actually, strictly speaking. But yes, go on. We weren't broadcasting when we said that, but that's fine.
Were we not?
No, that was sometimes listeners, you might not know this, but occasionally, when the song is playing, Tom and I aren't always listening to it. Sometimes we like to engage in witty banter.
So anyway, but I was speaking to Zach Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
His cousin?
He said, no, the name's just a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
So he said that apparently Mark Zuckerberg named the company Meta after like a mate of his. Because like Facebook was set up like, oh, how can I meet chicks? Right?
Yes, that's I've heard that.
And someone said to him, how come... that's not really the aim of the thing anymore. Do you not want to, you know, find a girlfriend? And he said, well, I met her.
Oh, boy. Is that so that's really what happened?
Yeah, that's how it came about.
Producer Tom hitting his head against the wall there.
I just thought I'd make a note of that before we started. Before the cameras come in as well.
I appreciate you pulling me up on that. Just to pull you, can I return the favor and pull you up on something? Mm. There are no cameras. At no point will there be any cameras. We are not filming. I appreciate you've worn a very nice suit. Is that tailored?
Well, it was tailored. It was before,
Taylor Swift. Sorry.
That's the bracelet.
One of those friendship bracelets.
But yeah, I got
what
this.
What does your one say? Which Taylor reference is that?
It says sewer grate, which I don't know that one myself. But yeah.
I don't know that one. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a hardcore Swiftie.
Oh, fair enough.
Maybe that's one of
you're more into like swallows or like other gliding birds.
You know what I love is a kingfisher.
Nice.
Yeah. Because they
love a kingfisher.
They fish for kings.
Yeah.
And who amongst us doesn't aspire to that?
Yeah, but also the thing is with kingfishers, they can only move one square at a time.
That's
as
true.
As opposed to like a queenfisher, yeah, which can go as far as it wants.
That's true.
It's, right up to the edge of the territory.
It's remarkable, isn't it, that like chess, you know what? It's remarkable, but it's not funny. I'm going to finish that thought. Freddie.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming. We're so glad to have you. You're clearly a very intelligent man, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, well, I did go to Oxblood.
You did? Oxblood? Oxblood Blue University.
That's the one.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's a correspondence course.
Yeah.
You know, some people look down on it.
Sure. Well, always say with the correspondence course that it really depends on with whom you correspond, right? So who were you actually...
Whoost you correspond.
I'm so sorry. That's a great point. You know, I haven't been to any university, you know? So maybe you can tell. You must have studied law there, I'm guessing.
You'd imagine, wouldn't you?
I would imagine, just from the very authoritative way that you carry yourself and also this piece of paper I have in front of me that tells me that you're a lawyer.
Yes, well, I am a lawyer.
Great.
But one of the things on that bit of paper, I think they missed out the ish.
Oh, you're a lishoyer.
No, I'm a lawyer-ish.
Oh.
So I'm working towards it. I'm continuing the correspondence course. I've got to pay another... It's what... You know, because you can't own anything anymore. You've got to rent everything now. Like, I'm renting my
your license. Your law degree?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm just behind a little bit on the payments.
Oh,
so at the moment, it's an ish because I just need to catch up an extra, like, 40, 50 quid. But I haven't...
Oh, you know, okay.
Got that at the moment because it's quite a substantial sum. So once I pay that, then they'll take the letters ish off the website at oxblood.com.
Oh, they
.org.net .ninja
.ac.net
.ac.sci.
Oh, that was you doing it.
Yeah. It's part of the marketing, you see.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it does make me think of like an old professor in a way.
But like, you know? If you think about like the logo for HBO, right, it's not just the letters. And like Netflix is that, innit? So
sort of.
It's like part of the marketing, the sonic branding of the web domain.
Yeah.
Of
of Oxblood.
Of Oxblood. It's dots. Sigh.
I think Bisto introduced it to their website as well.
Yeah, that's true. Bisto.
Eric Bristo.
No, Bisto, the gravy company.
Tom, what have I told you about talking on mic?
Sorry.
Excuse me. Eyes back on me, Freddie.
Okay. Are we allowed to mention brand names? Just when I was on the BBC, they told me I wasn't allowed that.
We're allowed to mention them. What we're not allowed to do is say them without also saying a competitor's brand name.
Oh, okay.
Do
we need to say like Bovril or something?
Yes, Bovril. Or
brand gravy is also available. Yeah,
and actually, can we say a competitor to Netflix? Because you did mention them.
But I mean, they own. I mean, go on, name a competitor that they haven't bought out.
Yeah.
Oh, Warner Brothers. Like, what I mean.
Yeah. That would have, you know, months ago, that would have been my first thought.
Yeah, exactly.
here we are.
And I mean, the thing is, the world's moved on so much since then. And I used to work at Netflix as well.
Did you really?
Yeah.
As a lawyer?
No, well, yeah, kind of. So, like, I had to write some of the terms and conditions. So I wrote section 19.7.3.
Wow, I love that section.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most people don't know about it.
Let's quote it together.
Can we? Because it's quite a lengthy. It's like six to eight paragraphs long.
It is.
So we just summarise, it's in essence, it's basically. So whilst you're enjoying our entertainment, we require that you give us feedback.
And in order to ensure that is honest feedback, then we're monitoring you and your behaviours whilst you're watching the programme. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we both know it.
Yeah.
What a great clause.
Yeah. It's
and
good,
not evil at all.
No. So it's when someone presses, oh, I like this, or I love this.
Yeah.
Right. But their body language and their facial expressions imply otherwise. Like, we're allowed to countermand their review.
Freddie, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Why on God's green earth would anyone click I like this and be lying?
Well, the thing is, people want to game the system. Like, everyone wants to game the system, right? So, like, you know...
How does that game the system?
Because, like, the production house for that show, right? Say you watch an Antiques Roadshow, right, on Netflix, right?
Yeah,
let's say. Production company, which is the BBC in that instance,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
They just want to get more likes so that they get more money from us.
So you're talking about collusion?
Yeah.
Let me ask you...
No, there's counter-collusion because they're trying to get good reviews.
Yeah.
By just paying people to sit in the room and watch Antiques Roadshow on a loop and say they like it every single time. Yeah. Whereas what we at Netflix want to do is we want to monitor that situation live through the webcam, right, of the person watching it.
Okay.
And assess whether or not their review was an accurate one of their actual response to it.
So if somebody is like shakily holding the remote as they turn to the like button, and maybe you can see through some kind of webcam situation that somebody's pointing a gun at their head, or possibly that they're cuffed to the remote and to the sofa so they're unable to leave, or maybe that like a pane of glass has been placed over the remote so that every button except for like is inaccessible.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that terms and conditions section 13.9.7 is there.
13.7.3.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
To kind of countermand.
I mean, it's like the Fiona Bruce rule, because we all know that you give her the opportunity and she'll exploit any system.
And she'll become God for a day, right?
I mean, that's the plot of the film Bruce Almighty, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you wouldn't watch Fiona Bruce Almighty, Freddie.
Sorry, I thought I'd come on just to talk about Lloyd. I've not seen the film. I'm not a fan of you know, the man with the face. I'm not a fan of his.
Oh, the man with the face.
The man with the face is in Bruce Almighty.
In Bruce Almighty. I want to say Jim Carrey.
Harvey Nicholson.
Harvey
Nicholson?
I don't know if it's Harvey Nicholson, but I can't say.
Is it not Harvey Nicholson?
I'm confident it isn't.
I thought it was Harvey Nicholson because he's got the face.
Yes.
And no.
Not a big pop culture guy, I guess. Is that safe to say? Although you did work at Netflix, so it's
Jack Nicholson. He's got the face. That's the one. Because I was thinking of the Harvey Nicks, you know, the shop. Harvey Nichols.
Yeah.
And I was getting them confused.
Yeah.
I was getting Jim Carrey. He's the pet detective. So I was getting Jack Nicholson and Harvey Nichols confused.
Right.
So that's where the problem. Yeah.
That's one of the places that there's a problem.
So Bruce Almighty. Yeah. He's got Jack Nicholson and he's got the face.
Right.
Which brings makeup on and that, and then Batman's trying to get him.
Yeah. That's right. And he has that famous scene where he bursts through the door and says, "Here's Bruce Almighty."
I mean, the thing is, like, what makes something famous? Like, what allows something to reach the threshold of fame? I was just thinking, is that my main takeaway from that film? Or is it when he's dressed in, like, a dressing gown and he's got his shorts and his t-shirt on and he's got his like carton of milk and he's just stood in the supermarket like that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of a different film. Though now you've got me stumped. I'm not sure I can tell you which one.
And he's got the big beard.
Big beard.
And there's
Tom, you're the movie guy here.
Jesus does some bowling in it.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you can talk on mic on this one occasion.
There was milk involved.
Yeah, but I don't know what type of milk it was. It was an American thing, so it was like a pink or purple bottle or something.
Was it Harvey milk?
I was going to say, I think it might be Harvey
Milk. Harvey Milk, yeah.
Okay, great.
Which is how I got Harvey in my head earlier.
Why? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you on the show?
So you wanted me to come in,
yeah,
and just talk about the campaign that I'm running now that I no longer work for Netflix,
yeah,
and I'm not based in the Netflix warehouse just outside Doncaster,
sure,
where
they keep all the DVDs.
Well, you see, the thing is, you've bought into the lie.
Have I,
yeah?
Really?
Yeah, like everyone else, right? Everyone else like believes.
I don't know why I'm so excited to buy into a lie.
Believes the hype and all the puff pieces and stuff like that. That like Netflix runs off DVDs and that. It's still on VHS.
Really?
It's like you wouldn't believe it. It's like you go in that factory, right?
Yeah.
And there's the people going around on the rollerblades, mm-hmm, right? And they're getting the VHSs from the VHS shelves, right?
Yeah.
And the rollerblading across the side with all of the VHS machines. And they put it in the right one,
yeah.
and then someone else, they get a little light on their thing to say that it's ready,
yeah,
right. And this is what happens when you press load,
oh,
right, and that's why it can take
a
minute.
This is all happening, yeah. Sure.
So they're doing all this live, right, mm-hmm, and then someone has to like in it with the old fashioned telephone exchanges, they have to connect the wires between that VHS and that person's house.
Okay, Freddie. I'm sorry to interrupt this mid...
So I've stopped doing that now.
This mid-90s fever dream. I'd love to get to your campaign, but unfortunately, we do have to throw to another song. So can you stick around for a little bit?
So maybe do you want me to talk about the campaign when the cameras come?
I would like you to not talk about the campaign right now.
Okay.
There will at no point be cameras. I can't stress that enough. Nobody's going to see...
At no point there'll be any campaign.
There will...
You want me to talk about cameras?
You... have misunderstood most of my nouns. I'm going to have to get to a song, I'm afraid. Okay. This song, listeners, I hope you enjoy. It's called Maps. I don't know why this one got in my head earlier today, but I thought I'd play it on the show for you. It's by the Yeah, and you're going to listen to it here on Radio Go Go Go.
I really like that anti-fascist song that you played earlier, the one by F the Clan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Not many people pick up on the political subtext of that song.
Yeah,
you know?
it was really good.
Whole band.
Yeah.
I actually said to them when I saw them in Manchester, I said, you should change your name to Fuck the Clan, you know? And they said, well, we tried, but then every time we said our name, we owed somebody money for profanity. And
it
was too expensive for them to have that
Who'd
name.
Who'd you have to pay for the... is it because they've got like a swear jar?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And they've got to take it on tour, and like the manager's like lugging around this huge jar full of coins.
They're a Swedish band, and the Swedish government actually has a national swear jar.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And when anyone in Sweden swears, they have to go to the capital, which, as we all know, is
Oslo.
Stocklo. Yes. Yeah. Oslo. Oslo, Norway, I think.
Nope.
No?
No.
No,
it's not.
Sorry, what was your name again?
My name's Tom.
Tom's our producer.
Yeah,
Freddie.
I always get those confused.
Oh, you? Yeah, I'm really sorry I was late. I didn't want to wreck your toilet, so I had to stop at a services on the way here.
Honestly, probably for the best.
Yeah, so that's just why I was late.
You
sorry,
don't want
Tom.
To go to the toilet here. It's not.
And someone's already wrecked it.
People have died.
Pre-wrecked.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It came wrecked.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it was currently in a situation where it hasn't been wrecked and you wouldn't want me to go in and wreck it.
No.
I thought you meant it was like pre-diabetes, you know what I mean?
It's at risk of being wrecked.
Yeah.
If someone goes into our toilet, I have to sort of follow them in and just sort of make sure the door's locked.
He doesn't have to. He chooses to.
Right, so you go in, but doesn't that mean you're inside?
Well,
with them?
Yeah, but I close my eyes.
Do you close your eyes like really tight, or do you put your hand over it as well? And then, but just one hand, because your other hand you need just in case you need to block. Just in case you need to block your nose.
It's actually worse than that, Freddie. He has a special blindfold.
Yeah, yeah.
A specific blindfold for this purpose.
On the hook at the back of the door.
Yeah, of course.
You've got a hooker at the back of the door.
A hook.
I thought you were just employing sex workers to hold towels.
No.
Okay.
No.
We're not making that money yet.
We've not got sex worker money.
No.
No.
We do have blindfold money, apparently.
We do have blindfold money.
In the budget for Tom's perversions. Mm. Tom, you got some notes for me?
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that I've actually been in one of the BBC's focus rooms. you know, where they make you watch Antiques Roadshow.
And they make you like it?
Make you like it, yeah, yeah. Mm. By the end of 100 episodes of Antiques Roadshow, I now actually like the Antiques Roadshow.
That's something that Netflix, wow. they can't actually stop yeah. that, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. So now when you do say you like it on Netflix...
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's accurate.
It's accurate, yeah.
Even though you're involuntarily crying as you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You've really been affected by Oslo syndrome there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And that's where like the term
yeah.
"this isn't my first Antiques Roadshow" comes from.
It's yeah. definitely not. It's that, definitely not.
That is where that comes from.
It was so I was drawn in by It was the guy. It was the elephant man.
Oh, from earlier.
Oh, was this in the tent?
Yeah, in the park. Yeah, yeah. He said, come on, we're going to watch the Antiques Roadshow. This is part of the Cirque du Soleil.
Part of the event.
And I was brought into a BBC, they called it a focus room.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a big fan of the Antiques Roadshow. I was just sort of indifferent to the first 10 episodes.
Really? Because I'm actively against it. Like, but, I think it's immoral.
Well, this is the thing. By the 20th episode, I actively disliked.
Sure. Oh, you had a downswing.
The Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
And then by episode 60.
Yeah.
I was euphoric.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a state of permanent bliss.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So, did you vote Remain then if you're euphoric?
No. No. I didn't vote Remain.
Right.
No. No, because that was a vote from years ago. I was euphoric yesterday.
This happened yeah. to you yesterday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, I have a question then, Freddie, because it sounds like the BBC is still trying this, yeah. even though Netflix put that clause in presumably years ago.
Yeah.
So what, the BBC just don't know, or they think they can get around it?
They don't care.
Well, it's one of those things, like with a lot of policy and a lot of law, you just like trying to close one loophole, another loophole opens, and it's,
sure.
you know, it's like one of those puzzles, right? And it's got space for 9 squares,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? But there's only one actual tile in there?
Mm.
No, wait.
I'm sorry, I did say mm-hmm and I nodded, but actually I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you know the puzzle and it's got a picture on it and it's got space for 9 tiles?
Yeah.
But
They've only put 8.
Is that right?
I think so. And then
it's 1 and you slide that 1 around and you do it really quickly, yeah? And then, like, you just stare at it and you do it quick enough and the picture appears?
That sounds like a really shit Sudoku.
Or a really deranged fidget spinner.
Yeah. Oh, we're back on in 5, 4, 3.
So I just need to nip out because I've got some business cards and I need to just bring them just in the car.
Freddie.
So I'm just going to get the business cards. I'll be back in a minute.
No. Right. Oh, he's going. Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps. He is gone. Oh, boy, Tom. Sorry, we're here with Freddie Asphalt, or we were, at least. He has bolted. Okay. So, Tom, while we're here, maybe a quick game of bullet chess?
Sure. Knight to e5.
Gotcha!
Damn. Oh, while you've got the guns out, do you want a quick game of Russian roulette?
Yeah, let's do it.
Я думаю, чётно ла предмиция ла чёно.
Нет, он должен быть каждым.
Yes! Pay up. Thank you very much.
Lucky guess. All right, listen, Tom, while we've got the wheel out, shall we play a quick game of Wheel of Fortune?
All right, I'll buy a vowel.
That's an A.
And a consonant.
That's a D.
And another vowel.
An E.
And lastly, a consonant.
That's a Q.
Okay, great. I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Good, because I have it right here. I've been struggling with this middle piece.
Let me see. I think that's part of the sky up there in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. So that makes 5 in a row. So, bingo!
Damn, good game.
GG. So, all right, moving on.
I thought the room...
Oh, hey, Freddy.
Yeah, I thought the room...
Welcome back.
Yeah. Hi, yeah.
You
yeah.
okay?
No, they weren't in there. And I thought they were in the glove compartment.
Oh.
So I was looking in the glove compartment.
Yeah.
And someone literally crashed into my car whilst I was looking in the glove compartment.
That's horrible. Are you okay?
I just really hope that there's no like security cam, because I think I did like a ridiculously poor quality, like, head spin, you know, like they used to in break dancing and that.
It does sound... I'd like to see it.
I just really hope there's no security cameras, because, like, that... If that went viral, like, that would just ruin my career.
That would be awful. That would be terrible.
I'm just a bit... Tommy, could you get me some plasters?
We keep the plasters in the security room, right, Tom? And maybe while you're there, you could just make sure that none of the cameras in the car park were pointed in that direction.
What cameras?
If there are cameras down there, you could just go see and remove any recordings of that event. Because I would not like to see them at all.
Why are you saying it with that tone of voice?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back here with Freddie Asphalt. Freddie, before the break, you were telling us about a new campaign that you're involved in while you're temporarily not quite a lawyer, a lawyerish. And this is after your time working in
Sorry,
in
I was nodding, and that I know that doesn't help on the... Because you explained to me there's no cameras.
There's no cameras. People can't see you nodding.
But what do I need to make a noise when I nod in order for people to understand that I'm nodding?
In general, I'd recommend it. In that instance, you didn't have to do anything because I wasn't really telling you. I was telling the listener. Obviously, you know all this because it's your life.
The listener, singular. Is that all you've got?
Well, the radio tradition is to refer to the listener as an individual because it makes each individual listener feel a bit more special. Where it obviously...
I mean, clearly they're very special if they're...
Wow.
His name's Tim.
Whose name?
The listener.
I thought your name was Tommy.
No. I'm the producer.
And he's not listening.
Well, why have you got headphones on if you're not listening?
I'm monitoring.
You're monitoring?
Yeah.
What are you, MI5 or something? You like working two jobs? Like while you're on this, you're listening to something happening in an embassy in London.
Is that true, Tom?
You said he was monitoring.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not true.
But he wouldn't be able to tell you if it was because he'd have signed the official.
It's false.
The Official Mysteries Act.
The Official Mysteries Act.
Yeah, baby.
Freddie, I need to get to your campaign. I'm so excited to hear about it.
So I got my business cards when I went out. Did I tell you there was someone, when I was getting them out of the glove compartment, someone bumped into my car?
You mentioned
and
it.
And like, I landed on my head in the footwell.
Did a head spin?
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, it probably looks really bad. Have we talked about this already?
We have. It has come up, Freddie, less than 3 minutes ago. And Tom was definitely not going to go and see if he could find a copy of that footage.
I thought he was called Tim.
His name is not Tim.
No, actually. My name's Tom.
Who was Tim?
The listener.
You're Tom the listener?
I'm Tom... Okay. Producer.
I'm starting to think that head injury might have resulted in some short-term amnesia.
You mentioned the one listener.
So is it like Tim. Those Australian versions of penguins, the Tim Tom?
I think so.
Freddie.
Yeah. Oh, the campaign.
I'd love to know about the campaign, please.
So what
it
is...
have a business card.
Right, yeah, is...
Stockholm's the capital of Sweden.
Sherlock Holmes is the capital of Sweden.
Speaking what of the Official Mysteries Act, I think he wrote it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is... sorry, listen. I completely lost control of the show.
I went there once, the capital of Sweden in Sherlock Holmes, right? And there's an airport there called Arlanda, right? And it's really good airport.
Yeah.
It's connected to Sherlock Holmes by the train, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an express train thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It goes really quick. It's yellow as well. Like, what? Yeah. Who would have thought? A yellow train? Like, what? What? Is this mad? Like, you know, trains are blue or red. Like... Right, but anyway, so I went, and this airport's called Arlanda, right? And I think it's because that's like what Swedish people say when they like pilots say when they successfully don't crash, they hit the runway and they like apply their brakes and that, and they go Arlanda like that,
like Arbisto,
like Arbisto,
yeah.
So what it is, right, and this...
And that's all the time we have today on Radio Goa. I want to thank Freddie Asphalt for joining us.
Radio Goa, this is going out in India.
I want to thank Freddy Asphalt. So what for it
is like, and this came from something that happened to me myself, right? What happened was, you know, sometimes you get the toilet
Tom, switch off
tissue
his mic.
Wipes. You get the toilet tissue wipes, right? But then you get the toilet wipes. And the thing is, hello?
Can't, it's saying right error.
Oh no. Oh no. All right, really quickly, I want to thank
Saul. Have you got any ambidextrous errors? Or is it, do they just come like that?
All right, let
like me... if you do it from the other side, maybe it's... So, and then sometimes you get toilet wipes, right? And you use the toilet wipe to clean the toilet, but you use the toilet tissue wipe to clean your posterior.
That is all right? The time we to have today on Radio Go. I want to thank Freddy Asphalt and thank Saul Henry for absolutely fucking sometimes nothing. Thank you all for listening to
sometimes
Radio Go.
Sometimes use the toilet wipe instead of the toilet tissue wipe.